right, Blog Christine, Talk Radio. Rich,
oh no. Everybody, hold on for a second. There we go. Are you there? Are you there? There's Christine. Hello. Looks like Leanne Cottle's coming in. Hello, hello. There's Sister Leanne. Oh, we forgot to lock the door. Shut the door, though. Hang on, I got it. All right, here we go. I got it. We got our first two happy birthdayites tonight in the name of Jesus.
I can't hear you.
Well,
can you hear Christine?
Open your ears. And stop your yelling.
Hold on.
How are you doing, Christine? It's good to see you. Here comes Wilma Tony.
There, I can hear.
Hey, Wilma Tony's there.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
So fun. Happy birthday.
Hey, we can't see your picture, love.
You can't?
No, you probably got to remove the tape or something.
Oh.
Hey, there we go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy
welcome. How are you guys?
I bought one of these so I could make a lot of noise. No noise. Can you believe it? No noise. Happy Happy birthday, Dan Carlo. Happy birthday, Tisha Jones. Happy birthday, Mike and Shannon, Donna. Where are you guys all at? We rented a big enough room for everybody.
Hi, Dan. And Wilma.
Hi.
All right, your sister Gwen Sweeney and brother.
He said it was going to be crowded. He didn't want to get anybody all messed up.
Aww. It would be so fun. That would be fun.
Happy birthday, Dave. Woo!
I am in front of somebody. It must be Gwen. There's my Gwen. Hi.
Who are missing somebody? Wilma, it's good to see you tonight. God bless you. How's Alton Lake?
Oh, wonderful.
No. I love
really.
It.
Sophia, no.
That's awesome.
It's bad.
Well, Sister Gwen, she's standing out on top of the mountain.
Gwen's going on a flight. Tisha's here. Phew.
Where's Tisha at?
I don't know. I just see her in the list of names. I only see
Wilma and Shannon and Kelly Delkert. Hi, Kelly. Now, you know,
hi, Kelly.
Oh, look at the shooting star that was there. All right. Now we got this.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, guys, you know, what's amazing is there ain't a thing wrong with having this much fun, and we're glad that you joined us. Now, I thoroughly expected to see Mike and Shannon and a couple of the rest of y'all folk, too, in here. So don't just run and hide because the screen's full.
Yeah, because it'll keep dividing out, won't it?
What is that? What was that?
Laying eggs, whatever it is. That's too funny.
All right, looks like we got Shannon Tony coming. There's Shannon. Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Good. How you doing, family?
All right, we're doing awesome. Good to finally see everybody coming together with us here. All right, looks like we got Sunday with us now. Woo! We got the whole family. Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Woo!
This
aww,
is Sophie.
Hi, Sophie.
Happy birthday, sweetie.
Is that the one you're always rocking?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Yeah. All right. That's awesome. That's awesome.
She's the one that keeps me and Mom on our toes.
Well, now, some of the rest of you come and join us, too. We've got room for everybody. We've got a big room. We rented it early. Just nobody push the wrong button because I don't know how to make it work if you do.
Pastor, luckily, I think you're the only one that can control anything but us hanging up.
I'll tell you what. I had it all set up, and then I put something in front of it on my computer, and then it all went away.
Oh, no.
So evidently, Facebook likes to be in front of everybody, so don't put anybody in front of them. That way, they don't get their feelings hurt. But anyways, welcome, guys. We're glad to have you with us tonight, all of you. And we want the rest of you. What happened to Mike?
Dan says he doesn't know how to see the bunny ears.
Oh, there's Mike. Hi, Mike. Don't you guys have some of these no sound, whatever you call them? It doesn't make a sound.
They make no noise. Love, Dan says he doesn't know how to get here.
Damn, get ready. 90-second lady, pop.
I got some really good 90-second lady clips tonight, guys. And and I'm going to tell you right now, when we get to the one at Gwen's house and the one from Sister Kathy Angaroni.
Oh, my goodness.
You prepare to laugh because you are going to literally just fall on the floor laughing with the laughter that's going on.
Hilarious.
And this is what's crazy. It's all during communion. When have you ever laughed during communion? I've never laughed during communion. But it's like our signature here that God says, oh, yeah, well, watch this.
Y'all are being too serious. Somebody laugh.
Now, Brother Dave, we're not breathing on you. You're all right if you want to take that off.
He thought he was funny. That's my husband.
Wait, I think it was funny too. But watch this, Dave. I was breathing right at you, brother. All right, now, yeah, let's help anybody else who wants to get here. If you're in the tent meeting thread.
Yeah, I just told Dan.
That's so weird because. Well, I can't do it. If one of you can share that thread, I have no ability to share the thread now that I've shared it once.
Well, let's see. Can you hear us, Dan?
I can hear you. Anyways, we're going to have a good time. How many got cake? Anybody got cake? I got some cupcake.
I spared no expense.
Well, let's see. We have a. Can you hear us?
No, it's my face.
Jimmy Roja. Hey guys, Jimmy Roja from
Oh yeah, Prayer for America.
Believer's Challenge. Yeah, Jimmy. Hi, dude. Hi, brother. Good to have you.
Hey guys, Jimmy Roja from
Prayer for America.
Believer's Challenge. Yeah, Jimmy, I did. I'm really good to have you.
Somebody's in a warp and it sounds like it's me.
Jimmy Roja from There we go.
Somebody opened up an extra window. You need to shut it. Hey, Dan's with us. And he's semi.
Yeah, it's still working.
Come on, Dan. That's awesome, dude.
Are you? Yeah. That's how cool.
Where are you at, brother?
Texas.
Texas. Woo! For Texas. All right.
So did everybody show their cake while I was on the other page?
Yes, we did, and that's it. That's your only shot.
Really?
Mine's still in the box.
Mine is still in the box.
That was a joke. That was a joke. I'm going to go out and get, like, you know, prunes or something instead of cake.
Yeah.
So, let's see. There's Jimmy. Let's see if I can give him that. I found out how to do it. Who's trying to get in, guys? Give me names. I just figured out how to
Mike
do it.
Wearing the leg.
All right. Everybody else. There we go. Everybody else, keep right on and talking. And I'm just going to, I got the ability to send a bunch of links. Who else wants to get in?
Tisha. Tisha is trying.
So, guys, thanks for being a part of this because, you know, this is showing us what we have the ability to get accomplished right here. And look at this. Look at this team of people.
Yeah.
Guys are the most serious believers. I mean, here's Brother Dan out driving the semi, and he's got the camera on. I mean, that's just a little bit. Here comes Kelly. Three cheers for Kelly. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Everybody left. Right, three cheers for Kelly. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
There's Tisha. Here comes Tisha. Woo! And we got Superdog with us here. Hey, hi, Tisha.
Gwen and Dave.
Where in the lag are you? Wait, I missed Mike. Where's Mike at? Mike, where are you, brother? There's Tisha. Hi, Tisha. Tisha, we have over here. You guys don't.
I don't see.
Well, in the top corner is Chris. Well, I don't. It's going to be different. Everybody say their name once.
I'm Leanne. Tisha.
Chris.
Monday. This is Sophie.
Hi, Sophie.
Say hi. You like that, eh?
That really looks good on you,
Ben. I need to change my
helmet. That's hilarious. That's too funny.
Who else wants to get in? Somebody give me another name.
I don't know. I still don't see Tisha.
Tisha's down in that corner over there. Hi, Tisha.
Scroll down.
Yeah, you might have to scroll down though. Hey, there's Rebecca. Did she find it? And well, we got the whole crew. We got Wilma, we got Kelly, we got Shannon. Welcome. Sunday and Chris, Dave and Gwen, Dan and Gwen. Where's Gwen at, Dan?
I don't know.
There's Tisha. I was sitting in front of you. Hi, girl.
So,
you're muted. Sorry. Hi.
Christine Barclays.
How are you?
Hi, Christine. Rebecca, you guys going to come be with us? Go ahead. Keep talking, Tisha. I wasn't trying to talk louder than you.
Oh, no, it's okay. She asked me how I was, and I just said, yay.
We're glad to have you with us, Tisha. God bless you.
Okay, who else is trying to get in? Looks like everybody that was trying is.
Yeah. All right, well, that's good. That's a good turnout. This is a good turnout.
Other than Michael, where is he?
He's hiding in the background. He put Shannon up front. You know, he doesn't want me playing any videos from him. And I got some. Hey, there comes Jimmy Roa.
Other than Mike,
Jimmy Roa, how you doing, buddy? Woo! Wait. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday. Woo! Now,
happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
Happy birthday, guys.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. God bless all of you.
Now, hey.
You guys are so much fun out there.
Oh, we are a blast, man. What about you? How long have you been doing this now, man?
It sounds like there's a loop going on.
Yeah, we got a loop somewhere. Okay. If somebody's got two screens open, you got to close one.
I can't understand what's going on.
There's a loop. Everybody mute yourself. Everybody mute yourself. Jesus help us. All right, what happens is if you got two screens open, anybody got two screens open? Leanne, you got two screens open?
Mute yourself.
If you wiggle your mouth, if you, everybody can mute their own mic. Is it me? Wow, that's a pretty tough deal, isn't it? All right, now it sounds like we got it. So we got ahead of it. All right, Tisha Jones is back. There we go. Now, watch this. Watch this. I got a, whoops, here comes Mike. I want to play one of our 90-second ladies for you. All right? So if you don't know what the 90-second lady is, that's when the Blog Talk Radio channel gives me a warning that we're about to be done, and the lady comes on and says, 90 seconds, and it makes you jump out of your skin because you forgot you had the speakers up. Let me grab one for you real quick. Let's see. I'm going to disappear, but you got to be able to see it. Share the screen. Oh, there it is. All right, here we go. Did it shit? Oh, yeah, there it is. This is when I was at my mom's back in November. Remember that? You got the volume. Everybody watch now. Watch this.
Here we go.
Right during communion.
Wrong button.
All right, let's put up the communion verses. We'll receive communion again. Let's wait. We'll finish with prayer, and then we'll receive communion. Ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for information. But what we thank you for is the revelation. That you reveal yourself to us through Jesus, the living word. And your word comes alive in our life. Come on now. And we receive it from you. You told me once that the day would come when revelation would come so strong there'd be no possible way.
He's getting there. Just stick with him.
Release it all. There wouldn't be enough time in the day. And I thank you for that. Tonight we were going to Exodus to read the story. This afternoon we were in 1 Samuel chapter 17, David and Goliath. You've manifested yourself again here tonight in the power and the presence and the might of the living word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
I do. Put it in the wrong spot.
Pray this with me. May the eyes of my understanding.
May the eyes of my understanding.
Be flooded. With light and revelation. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23.
Are you kidding me?
Verse 30.
How can you take the 90-second lady?
It's our time of communion. If you don't have your communion elements available, make sure you go get them. Get you some bread and some juice, some water, whatever. And let's receive communion together. Thank you, Gwen.
I think the 90-second lady just got me the other way.
Let's see. I will call my wife right now.
This is November the 7th.
Hold on.
What happened?
Because automatically by our nature.
Guys, it was all, aren't you guys just the most attentive crew there's ever been?
Well, but Pastor, you were born with the carnal nature. Yeah, I know, but as a kid, you're trusting until someone teaches you not to.
November?
Kids just trust each other. Kids don't know color. Kids don't know culture. Kids don't know nationality. You can put 10 little kids, you can put 10 little babies that can sit up and hold on to a rattle in
there
a room together.
There it comes.
All of them from a different nation. They won't make a difference. They'll swap the rattle and throw the things, and they will all be friends because they don't know any different until we, the humans, teach them something different. They don't know different. The eyes of our understanding be flooded with enlightenment.
There we go.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say it again. It's not about information. It's about revelation. I think that that's going to be the title of tonight. It's not about information. It's about revelation.
90 seconds.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Oh, that was a horrible, horrible deal that just totally went down on me. It was really funny when I was...
Yeah, it was so fun. It was in the leg, totally.
I just got lagged, like major lagged. Now, the others are much more funny than that one, all right? And according to what I have set up, it should be there, all right? But anyways, so there, do any one of you want to say something about what community of faith means to you?
A blessing for me.
All right, I didn't see who was talking.
That was Wilma.
Wilma, all right, Wilma. Come on, tell us. Can't hear you. What we're going to have to do is mute our own mics because somebody's got more power over her mic because I can't hear her. Try again, Wilma.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now, yes.
Oh, okay. I was saying that community of faith is a real blessing for me. My husband and I had a home church when we lived in Warren, but when we moved to Houghton Lake, we lost our home church. And we've never found one in Houghton Lake. We've went to several of the churches here. But I feel like this is where God wants me to be, and I love it.
That's Amen. Awesome. That's awesome. And we're glad to have you here with us and glad to have you be a part. Now, before Jimmy's got to go, he's the guy sitting there in the White House with the hat on. Brother Jimmy's got a ministry that is called Believer's Challenge. And we've been using his hashtag. But, brother, tell us about Believer's Challenge, man. How's it going?
Hi, guys. There's a loop going on. Everything's going good out here.
You got
I don't know if you guys can hear me with all this loops going on, but I just want to thank you guys for participating and being part of it. And I appreciate you guys praying for our country. I slowed down a little bit with making the shirts. I end up giving away like 300 t-shirts and got people to pray for our country, which was the which was God guiding me to do something for our country, and I continue to pray for our country. But I just wanted to say happy birthday to you guys, and thanks for supporting me, and God bless you all.
We love you, man. We love you, and anything we can do to help you, brother, let us know.
All right.
Hey, Pumpkin, turn your volume down.
God bless you all.
Turn
we'll
what?
See you soon.
Now,
turn what off?
Everybody, make sure you turn your own volume off.
Turn it down.
If you mute your own phone, watch this. Sue Lynn just signed in from Malaysia.
Come on. Hi, everybody.
Hi. There she is. Oh, she's waving. Hi, Sun Yin.
Hi.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome. We went all the way around the world. Woo! How are you, man? That's awesome. It's awesome to have you with us tonight. You guys are such an encouragement to us coming from around the world.
I'm blessed to be with all of you.
We're blessed to have you. What's it like in Malaysia today?
Today the weather is a bit sort of cloudy. I think it's probably around 30 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's actually nice and it's not really warm. It's quite cooling.
All right.
A bit humid though.
So is this like your spring, your summer, or winter? What is it?
We do not have four seasons. We either have sunshine, rain, and cloudy. That's all.
Sounds like Michigan.
How many of you want to go where she is? We don't have four seasons. Just cloudy, rain, or that's awesome, man.
Sunshine. Yeah. So. Because we are in the equatorial, near the equator. So, so the weather is slightly different from America.
Wow.
So, Lynn, how do you live from Julian and Pamala?
If I take a train to their place, it's about 4.5 hours.
Okay.
By train. The train will be, let's say, about 110, kilometers an hour. So, I mean, it's not very far, but it's quite a distance. For America, I think it's no distance. Therefore, for 4 hours, it's no distance for Americans.
We'll get brother.
And are you actually related to them? You used to live here. Are you actually related to them?
No. We were in ministry together.
Oh.
That was years ago, but we are still sort of in touch. We were wives before, used to the mission, and after that, Dr. Julian and Wim, they went on with the Father Heart ministry. Now they are more or less retired, whereas I went on to serve in the church. And I just retired from my church, so I'm just doing whatever the Lord, show me to do,
Yeah.
You just retired
from
your church?
So you're going to do more mission
work? Sorry?
Go ahead.
Sorry, what do you want to say?
You're going to do more mission work now then?
Actually, I'm quite keen, but now with the lockdown and just like...
Yeah.
On hold for the time.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. We're so glad you called in tonight.
For a
and are with us. Looks like Sister Gwen's already got into the cake.
Sorry, I have to turn off my fire. I'm boiling something.
All right. Well, we're glad you're here with us. We sure love to see you be there, and we're glad that we're one of them faith places for you right
here.
Yeah,
I'm glad to be here.
Okay, guys, let's ask another quick question. Can you guys see anybody that's having trouble getting here? All right. That was a good silence. So if we will, let's start in the top corner. Everybody say your everybody can tell who you are. Put your mic back on for a minute.
Somebody. I don't know who's in the top corner.
I know. That's what I was going to say. Somebody just start.
I'm in my class.
I'm Belma Welch.
Shannon.
I'm from North Carolina.
Hi. Hey, there's Belma. Woo!
Happy to be here.
Hi.
Who is,
Now you can see both of the twins together, y'all.
All right.
Yeah.
Who is, who's Snoopy?
James? I don't know. James's camera is off. I don't know.
Oh, James Byer. Hey, James Byer. Love you, brother. Brother James is one of my biker friends from West Branch, Michigan. Love you, brother. Good to have you with us tonight. Okay, so who hasn't talked? I got somebody in a black stripe there. Who's that? Must be a phone, right?
I don't know. My mom's missing. Did she hang up?
No, she's there. She just got her camera off. All right, so anybody else want to say something?
Pastor, we're used to you doing the talking.
No, I know it, but
yeah.
This is my turn not to talk and have everybody else talk. Brother Mike, say something. No. I got a video of Mike tonight. Because the power of God moved so strong one night that Mike actually sang for us. Mike actually sang that one night. And I'm like, wow, check it out. That's Mike singing.
You had good humor. I liked it. I love it.
It was that night that we all... It was that night that we all was there and was talking with Kathy. Kathy Angaroni, if you're here, we'd love to see you. And I've now started a fight in the Mike Tony house. I apologize. We always want to bring peace, not war. So
that's fun to watch. It's like dinner
itself. Now, let me just try something here. Everybody keep talking. I gotta look at some numbers here, make sure I'm in the right place.
340.
Gwen, how are you making your effects work again? Mine have disappeared. Is there a different process than we were using the other day?
No, you gotta touch your own picture. And that little smiley face should pop up and then you should be able to change yourself.
Yeah, it's not coming up.
What the
heck? I am not. I'm on my computer. I can only do it on the phone.
Oh, that's why I don't have no effects.
Yeah. Oh, look at Tisha. There you go, Tisha. That's the one I wanted to put on.
See, that one I don't have.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, she can even blow out the birthday cake. All right, so let's see if we can get Brother Mike to sing. You can't tell it. He is no video, but let's see if we can get him to sing.
He's going, no.
Wait. Let me. All due respect. This is the night when we had already had communion, and Sister Kathy Angaroni come out and was asking us to pray, and it was like an hour later. We had prayed and talked to God, and Mike and I were talking. Mike had called in on Blog Talk Radio. So here we go. Watch this. We'll see if this one's better than the last one. This is what we do. This is who we are. And this is when it happens. Right now.
Right now. Right now.
We have no fear, because this isn't our power. This isn't our glory. We're just the vessel.
Amen.
We're just the vessel.
Amen.
Woo! Willing vessel.
And we're just up to hear the testimony.
Hallelujah. Hey, it is done. Everybody mute your mic for a minute.
It is done.
So what's an it is done song?
Let's sing Waymaker. You want to? Just the chorus.
Do it, man. Here we go. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper.
Miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are.
That is
who you are.
Waymaker.
Gwen's got to get back here. Let's see. All right. There we go. Am I back? There's Gwen. Are you there, Gwen? There she is. All right. Well, I declare Gwen gets to stay. All right. There you go. Now.
That's me.
Four people came on about 10 different times.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
So somebody's got their volume up real loud. So what we have to do is, if you're not talking, mute yourself so that we can somebody's got some background noise that's overpowering us. Because I didn't hear anything Mike said, so he's going to have to repeat it all. Watch him. You mute the mic.
Thank you all for your patience with the problems in our neighborhood. I have finally discovered the call. There was one pirate among every city.
Okay. All right. So somebody's got a TV program playing in the background. I don't know who it is, but you got a TV program playing in the background. So if you could turn that off, then the rest of us wouldn't hear it. That was not me. All right. This is the fun part of what we're doing. That's awesome. We're glad to have that. Wasn't that good with Brother Mike?
Awesome.
Hey, we've tried to get you to sing, Mike, for a long time. Now, what's next? Anybody know what's next? All right, your mic's off, love.
Yeah, all y'all can pray for.
Kelly said yes.
Sing better.
Wait.
Say it again, Shannon.
I said, yeah, all y'all can learn how to sing.
Make a joyful noise. That's.
I think you guys do a great job singing.
Leanne, you're like I'm blasting this off of the desk.
Oh, sorry. Going on mute again.
No, just back away from the computer a little bit when you talk, because you must be right next to the mic. Oh, what kind of fun can we have tonight? Thank you guys for showing up and being here. Now, that same night was the night when Kathy Angaroni was there. And I'm going to save the rest of that video for the rest of the show, because the problem with, whoops, hold on. Come on, glasses. Because this is a really good communion when we actually get to it. And so I'd like to end with that as our communion, so we can just kind of go out just rolling on the floor, laughing with communion. But I think we should have cake and ice cream. Don't you think we should have cake or ice cream?
Sure.
All right. So if you want to put your mics back live, you can. And I'm going to run out to the kitchen with Leanne and cut a piece of cake. So I'm going to see you out there. Don't hang up. Just keep talking to us, because we'll be able to hear you out there. Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah. Kelly, were you going to say something?
Yeah, please do.
No? Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you're what is it? Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really loud? Is my mic really loud to you guys too? Am I like blowing you away when I talk? Really?
Not for me.
Not for you, huh? Wow, that's really loud.
Huh.
All right, this song will keep moving.
I think Mike and Shannon should sing happy birthday to COF now.
No.
No. Thank you.
Woo! Happy birthday.
All right. Everybody else getting we got ice cream cake.
I shouldn't be allowed to sing happy birthday or anything else. I couldn't carry a spoon in a bucket.
Well, but... Evidently, the mic on your computer, love, is a really good mic, because there you go. Tisha's got her cake out. She's got the candles. All right.
Is opening my cake loud?
Yes, it was very loud. I want one that has fun, but it doesn't have any sound. Anyways, so thanks, guys, for being here. You know, it's all the daily deal that we've done all throughout this that makes this a wonderful deal and a wonderful family. You know, look how many times we see Brother Dan, and now we get to see him actually sitting in his truck. I mean, how cool is that, Dan? And you're in Texas driving down the road. Oh, my goodness. Don't you just love this day that we live in? When you start thinking about everything that God's using all of us to do, you know, wait, let's just do it. Wilma, where are you from?
Wilma.
Sister Wilma's from?
I see.
Holton Lake, Michigan. There she is.
I think she's caught in the lag.
Brother Dan, where are you at?
Wow, can they not hear you?
Well, I think everybody turned their mic.
I just did get off my mute. Yeah. I'm over here in Texas, over by Cortland, 45 between Houston and Dallas area.
Wow. Wow. All right, here comes the cake. Watch out. We got fire even for the cake. Everybody watch out. I don't like that plastic thing.
Oh, yeah, I bet that'll pop, won't it?
Well, there he goes. Happy birthday, COF. We're glad to have you with us. We're glad to have you guys all be a part of it. Somebody blow out the candle.
Yeah.
Wait, Tishik seems to be able to blow hers out.
Yeah.
Here we go. One, two, three.
Sorry, guys, I got bumped.
All right, well, glad to have you back with us. Well, there's the cake. Let's see if we can get it back on the table without dropping it on the floor, and we'll have one of them videos for everybody to watch.
Yeah.
All right, Brother Dave and Sister Mike brought the tacos. Glad to have you guys with us with the tacos. Sisters, I love it. Sun Yin is here. That is amazing. All right, Velma, you didn't get to say anything yet, so say something if you'd like.
I'm from North Carolina. And I'm happy to be here. I love it.
We love it. Where's that city at in North Carolina?
It's about 2 hours from Charlotte. 30 minutes from Boone. Have you ever heard of Boone, North Carolina?
Oh, yeah.
I have. Well, I know you have, Chili.
Yeah, I actually...
Can you tell them from the South?
Well, just a little, but not too much.
Do I sound like I'm from the South?
A little bit, but so does Sister Gwen, or Brother Dave, one of them.
You know how to drive.
Just a little bit.
I actually...
A lot of people make fun of the way I talk.
They got a problem. We don't mind how you talk.
Yeah, they got a big problem.
Some of the rest of us talk weird, too.
But I could make fun of them, because they sound kind of funny, too.
Heard my mama say I'm identical on the phone. You cannot tell me apart on the telephone.
Yeah, I actually sang in Hereford, North Carolina, one time in a Nazarene church.
Where?
Hereford, North Carolina.
Never heard of it.
I couldn't tell you where it's at. It's just in that one church right over there in that one city. So here we go. I got my cake here. Let's bless this. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless our cake so we don't get fat or fatter. We cast down all calories, content, and all anything that wouldn't be healthy, and we just bless it to be milk and honey like manna. And thank you for 1 year and all these good folks that are with us. We love them, and we're glad to have them with us. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Why is Phyllis not with
Where'd
us?
Where'd your mama go, Shannon?
Looks like she's just on the page.
All right, I sent her. And why isn't Robert with us?
Oh.
I'm going to send him a link right now. There you go. Now we got those two coming. All right, so is it time to watch another? You guys ready for another 90-second lady? I don't know if you want to choke on your ice cream or not, but we can watch the one at Dave and Gwen's house when it's where in the lag are you? Now, any of you who have ever been here have experienced this crazy lag. All right? I'm going to set this up a little bit for us. And you've been frustrated with it. And if you've ever made a really good joke like Mike does and Gwen does, and then the lag keeps it from showing up until the middle of communion. And then I say, guys, please keep your jokes from the middle of communion. Let's have them beforehand. And they didn't make a joke during communion. They told a joke 5 minutes early, and it just didn't get there. But this night, Sister Christine Barclay had asked us to pray for her. And we prayed for her. And we're doing the show at Dave and Gwen's house. And so right during the show, Christine comes on and says, the prayer worked. All right? So I'm going to start right about there, and we'll just let this run. But it's going to get funny, so hang on to your hat, Ben, and just go ahead and laugh, you know. It would probably help if you have any background noise, you shut that off so we don't have any interruption in it. Here we go.
This is why.
Nope.
Amen, Robert. Amen. Man, you're doing good.
Hold on.
All of you guys are doing good.
Hold on. Tell that guy to slow down a little bit.
I gotta shut up my right phone.
Somebody answer the phone. Doggone you foul stinking devil. Did it shut off?
No. We're all still sitting there.
Well, I'm shut off. Did you hear me say that?
I heard Shannon say it. My video ended, but
hold on.
Huh.
Hold on. Everybody just stay there. Tell everybody stay there.
Okay.
Hi.
Rip it, you're fine. It says your mic is muted. Sign language.
So can you guys see me or hear me?
Oh, we can hear you now.
That is the craziest thing in the world. Can you see me?
Oh, now I can see you. Yes.
I can see you.
Okay.
And now when I come back, I have a completely different, wild, crazy whole screen. It's like, can you believe this?
I can believe anything.
All right, let's try this again.
It went off. I don't know where it was.
Where is he?
Can you see that screen? All right.
Yeah, I can see it.
Did it go full screen?
Yes, it went full screen.
Thank you.
I'd like to start naming names, but every time I do, I forget somebody.
All right, here we go.
I don't want to do that.
Well, keep going. Don't stop.
I love this team of people. I love our family. and thank God for his abundant mercy on us. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, I've read the verses on communion. So let's just receive it tonight. Brother Tanvir, bless you, sir. Convert, discipleship, epistleship. Yeah.
All right, I'm not in the right place.
We're whipping other things, but thank you.
Hold on.
You were just being a chicken.
Verse 20. Bless you, Shannon. Bless you, Mike. Robert, thank you, guys. Christine. You know what? You know what's interesting, Christine?
Isn't that something?
I've been glued to this tonight, saying, wow, I'm the one saying it. That's why you got to know. It's like autocorrect.
What?
Shannon, I dislike autocorrect as much as I dislike Leanne attacking me earlier.
You were just being a chicken.
Did you hear what she said, Mike? She used your word against me that I was being a chicken sissy and I jumped. Let's receive communion together, guys. We've studied tonight. This is why. Amen, Robert. Amen. Just keep going, man. You're doing good. All of you guys are doing good.
Yeah.
I'd like to start naming names, but every time I do, I forget somebody. I don't want to do that. I love this team of people. Mm-hmm. I love our family. And thank God for his abundant mercy on us. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, I've read the verses on communion. So let's just receive it tonight.
Is coming.
Brother Tanvir, bless you, sir. Convert, discipleship, epistleship. Yeah. Yeah, we were whipping other things, but thank you, Mike. It's one of the powers. It's one of the powers of who we are.
90 seconds.
I'd like to meet that woman.
Can you believe my wife would yell that like that? Didn't that sound like her? 90 seconds. Oh, my goodness.
She shook me up, too.
That 90-second lady's got us all jumping here. Oh, Jesus. Oh. So we've already read the verses on communion. Come on, Christine. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, Jesus. We glorify your name. We glorify your mighty name. Right here, in this time, tonight, we get to see our sister come on and say, hey, it changed in me. I declare healing from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Glory, 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 glory. Not that we questioned you, Lord, but that you have manifested and you showed it to us right here in this time. In the name of Jesus, glory, 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 glory.
Thank
you alone are worthy, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, you know, that sister Christine really had an amazing manifestation that night. And that's what this is all about. Now, Let's go forward a little bit here.
And I will not perish. Because you didn't come to condemn me. But
quit,
that I threw
you. Quit your whispering. We're trying to see what's going on.
Thank you. Thank you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly
life. Pray in my heavenly life.
And live a successful life as a believer.
And live a successful life as a believer.
Every day of my life.
Every day of my life.
I pray this in Jesus' name.
I pray this in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you prayed that prayer for the first time tonight, because we've been talking about communion, like, wow, this is for me. Welcome to the kingdom. That's how you get in the kingdom. You receive. If you're not from this group, you have no idea what Christine just said. Where in the lag are you? I'm trying to be real holy right now.
Give it up, because that's
funny. Oh, that is so good.
Listen.
Oh, she totally won the wedding.
Yeah. Wait, that's not stump the pastor. That's stop the pastor. I just know if I didn't stop and just go ahead and laugh, there's going to be another minute down the road, and I'm going to go.
Oh, my goodness. We have to devise a new award. That is the back view award right there.
Where?
The first recipient of the back view award.
Where in the lag are you?
Oh,
people are going to come and say, what in the world are you guys even talking about?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness sakes alive.
Oh.
Oh my.
Oh my, point that's somewhere important. We need to bring that back later. There's gonna be uses for that line.
Listen. Oh. That's one of them hashtags. Where in the lag are you?
We'll think of you at 4 o'clock this morning, Christy, when we wake up laughing again.
All right. Oh my goodness. We're going to say it out in public, and they're going to put us away. You know
what? Oh, my goodness. All right. Now, see if we can recover this one.
Good luck.
Wait. If you're listening to this not live, you're going to be like, what is he talking about? And Christine saying something to her mom. Where in the lag are you? There's a lag here. All right. I hope you guys are enjoying it as much as we are.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness, it's alive. Oh. Wait. The reality is, this is what the word produces.
Good try.
You tried to save it, but anyway. So listen, I'm sending this video to a lot of people.
because this video's got a lot of answers. When you get to this part in the video, do not hang up, okay? Wow.
Is there more to
wait, Christine. Wait, there may not be another group of people that's laughing except us, but I'm telling you. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I need
one of those. Oh. Listen, when these kind of things happen and you laugh from your belly.
Oh, this is going to turn into ugly snort laughing.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Now, listen. What you're seeing. Christine, you just posted, you're just moving it. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen. Right.
Now watch, I'm going to save it.
In his presence is fullness of joy. And this kind of joy is what's been missing in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
The ability to just let go and laugh, because we've made our churches so starchy and everything's got to be so perfect. And the bottom line is there ain't no part of life that's that perfect. You're laughing so hard.
Now this guy here, He went right off the end of the Richter scale. Oh wait, who we got? Tish is trying to get back in. Yeah, that's one thing about this. Hold on.
Am I back?
All right. That's weird.
Back in too, Pastor.
All right. Yeah, that's interesting. What happens is, When I do that share, I can't see who's trying to get in. I apologize. We just learned that lesson. All right. So.
And I think Brother Robert's still trying to get in too.
All right. I'll just pay attention here. Send him a link again. Tell him they can get in. Well, you know, here's the thing, guys. These are just some of the events that have happened to us. And that was such a powerful event for Christine that night. God had touched her life so much that it really radically made a difference in their life and their whole family. And it messed up our program, but it made a difference in all of our lives too. But you gotta probably be able to read the comments that are with it too, be able to get some of the laughter that's in it. However, here's the thing: laughter does good like a medicine. Because it is a medicine, and that's the joy of all this that there is. Now, let me grab a statement here. But anybody, if one of the rest of you want to talk, somebody else can talk. I don't have to talk, and I'm definitely not going to preach. I'm just having a good time doing this.
What was it our laughter got called? A beautiful obnoxity?
I was just looking that up, Shannon. I was just looking that up so I could actually quote it like he actually said it. There it is. That's what Joe was with us one day at lunch. And he came on and said a little bit, and then he left, and he came back on and he said, wow, I got out, signed the bills, loaded the freight, came back to find you all still praying, praising, and laughing. Watch this. I believe the laughter here, beautiful obnoxiety in the face of our enemy. It lends greater freedom, like oil on bearings, to the mechanisms of these prayers. It increases the dynamo capacity of this ministry. Now, when you think about what he just said, when we get in this place like we are, you know, tonight we're kind of coming and going. You might say that was funny, Pastor. That wasn't. It doesn't matter. If you was there, you'd have laughed your stuffings out, man, because that's how powerful that thing was that night. and Gwen tried to get me that night by giving me cranberry juice instead of grape juice, and I didn't even notice it. I just kept right on it going. So, anyways, it's just an awesome thing to be able to laugh. When was the last time you ever saw anybody laugh during communion?
I have never had.
Well, I came here. I ain't never done
it. Never have.
Hey, look at here. Gwen Cottle's with us. We got Gwen Cottle with us now. Hi, Gwen.
Hello.
Woo! Except I can't see you. You're behind me, but I don't know how to move me, so Gwen Cottle is Dan Cottle's wife. Now,
I'm here.
On my screen, we got him up in the top corner and down in the bottom corner. And it's so good to see you, Gwen. Good to have you with us. And for everybody that knows, Dan is my older brother.
Funny.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Dan's my cousin, and we went to Bible college together, roomed together, and we've done all kinds of stuff together. Dan and I went on a bar hopping trip in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Bible hopping, maybe.
we literally went in about 20
more than we wanted.
Yes, we did. Go ahead, man. Talk about it.
Oh, it's all right.
I don't think that surprises anyone.
It wasn't our menu. I lost the throw out bearing out of my car. That Bible school's people helped us out. They said, "Oh, we'll put that together for you and everything, no problem. We helped us hand out tracks." At night they kinda took us around and showed us a lot of side of life we didn't see.
And wish that you wouldn't have.
Was good. Huh?
And wish that you wouldn't
have. You know, it was actually a lot of fun because we were handing out tracts. We would walk in the door, and the guy that was leading would walk up to the guy that owned the bar and say, "Can we hand out tracts to people?" And they'd be like, "Yeah, these people need it." And we'd just walk down through the bar handing people tracts and talking to them about Jesus. And I think that was, of course, I'm from West Branch, Michigan, which is, you know, like way out in the middle of nothing. I never saw the city in my life, you know. And that night was about 7 degrees. Wasn't it about 7 or 8 degrees that night?
I don't,
It was cold.
Because we felt sorry for the people that were passed out on the concrete.
Yep. Yeah. And that night was the first time I ever saw a hooker, and she got out of a big Cadillac. I don't think she had anything on but a fur coat that was barely long enough to cover her butt, man. She had to have been freezing, and that was the first time I got a revelation. There's some people that don't live a good life, you know? Look at you laughing at us. It's okay. Come on. It was an eye-opener for me, whether it was for Dan. Now, Dan lived close to Saginaw, so to me, I was like, there is something wrong with this situation right here, you know. And then we found a guy laying on the sidewalk. Somebody hit him in the head, and he was laying there bleeding. And
wow. Oh, gracious.
We didn't have enough sense to lay hands on him and cast the devil out or call him healed yet. But it was a good night.
We were green.
But it was interesting because the last bar we went to, God help us reach these people, you and I. The last bar we went to, in the back corner of the bar, was a guy sitting at a table. And he had a woman sitting on each leg next to a pool table. And I asked him if I could give him a track. He said, yeah, I know what that is. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, you're handing me a gospel track. I'm like, well, how do you know? He said, I used to be a pastor. I'm like, really? He goes, yep, I got a Bachelor of Religion degree. I'm like, whoa, I don't even have a degree. And he said, I'll never trust the church another day of my life because of the way the denomination treated him and what they did. And he said, I'll never go back there. And I'm like, Jesus, Lord have mercy. Is there a revelation right there? Wake you up for sure. But now we all of a sudden we got real heavy in a birthday party and we don't want to do that. So let's get back to fun. All right. Somebody else talk because you guys are used to me talking and somebody else needs to say something fun here. There you go. Got
well, the fun thing.
Go ahead, Dan.
I say I'm not the fun type. I'm a practical guy.
All right.
I call it a little punky on that one.
I just want to say, I mean, COF means a lot to me. When we first got in here, I mean, I worked at church, my wife and I, when we first married for a year, and it was fine. I really enjoyed it and everything. There's so many questions. And you get here, and Sam's taking communion, and he sees things a little different than what anybody I've been around yet has in life and churches and whatever. And it does say in God's word to have it often. It's like, in the faith, he has it twice a day. But we always wondered, you know, when you're in a situation, how often you're supposed to have it, when you're supposed to do it, and how, all this. And when you actually look at what communion is, yeah, you're better off to just say, hey, this is my time with God. Have communion, you and him, that kind of time. It means more. And we get in the community of faith, and it's like, goodness, we're having communion with people all around the world, standing together, believing God to work in their lives and holding the word up with them and believing in faith for everything.
Come on.
And it's just, it was really good. I mean, it did. It made a lot of difference. And another thing is, we've been through some troubled times, and you can go... You can listen to a lot of people. Not too many people, when they pray, are very direct and forceful or teach the reason they look at it that way. They kind of back down, don't want to offend nobody. But not here. Let's stand up for what's right. Let's believe for God to change the situation that's there. And let's hold to words that he teaches all the time. So it's a whole lot easier when you see something to be able to pray for it. And to see things, you actually see things change because you believe. So that's good. And I'm really glad I got in. I'm really glad I got involved. And this is the first time we've ever seen each other on camera. But you learn who people are by what they say and different things they say. And it's good. And you learn where they're growing. You pray for them. If they have issues, it's like, they are. We're believers. We're each other's family members. We're just there. Everybody's helping each other, and that's all good. And it really is. And the other big part is the righteousness of God in us to look at it right. So often, I'm still trying to change a lot of things the way I see them. It just is something that you learned that you need to change. And when you change it, your faith grows. And you just did come a lot stronger. It's all good. Grown a lot. I'm happy I got to meet each and every one of you. And I thank God for Sam and Leanne because they spend a lot of time in study and searching and seeking. And it shows. It shows in each one of our lives. So thank you for that. So, just a serious guy.
Hey. Dan just caught up on all the comments he ever wanted to make in one time. I think that's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that, man. And what size engine was in that CUDA?
Originally at 318, we made it at 340. It was a big Cayman. Made a lot of fun with it, right?
You couldn't grab the $100 bill off the dash because it was going to sit you back in the seat. That's how much fun Dan Cottle is right there. I'm telling you right now. And that was the night. Wasn't that the night we rode home from Cincinnati and we didn't have enough alternator to run the headlights and the heater at the same time?
Yeah, it was cold out.
It was cold out. So nobody...
It was cold on the ground. You can see what's coming at this, so it's going on your headlights.
All the way from Cincinnati to Toledo, man. We drove without our lights on. That was a good night, man. That's a good night. All right, what time is it? Are we all right? Everybody all right yet?
2023 here.
2020. Perfect vision. All right, who else wants to say something? Who's behind me over here? Is that Velma? Or no, it's Wilma. It's all right.
Turn your mic on, Mommy.
Well, she don't have to talk if she don't want to. Is anybody watching the website, the page? Is anybody else trying to get in here?
Facebook page went down a while ago.
Say again?
Facebook page went down a while ago.
Did it really?
Yeah. That live broadcast interrupted and then never came back up.
Huh. Well, I don't know what to tell you. The only thing else we could do is stop this and try to find everybody back, but let's not do that. Let's just keep going. And if you know somebody that was over there, send them a link if you can. You guys probably can't do that, can you?
No, I think you have to send a pastor.
All right. Well, somebody else talk. I'll send a bunch of links.
Somebody else talk. I'll send a bunch of links. So.
Who's got the best snacks in the front row?
Who's got the best snacks in the front row?
I have no snacks.
You're wrong, sister.
You need to go get some snacks.
Sorry, I didn't have anything. Earlier I had some chocolate peanut butter frosting on them.
All right, Sunday and Mike made it. I got a warp going.
All right.
Somebody's got two screens open. Well, it looks like Tisha's got some good snacks. He's got Twizzlers, right?
Red Vines, actually, but...
Will Mary Pastor Rick be able to do this?
No clue.
All right, you guys keep talking. I'm sending links.
I can see the Facebook page.
All right.
There's Shannon.
Somebody's got two screens open, but that's all right. We're learning now. We had another 90-second lady here. Let's go to another 90-second lady. No. This one is not 90. Look at. You guys have seen me jump like big time. All right. Does not jump for the 90-second lady. And neither do I. Now watch this. You won't be able to see him, but listen to what he does here. Because this was Veterans Day. You just have to make sure you put this in before you pull this stunt so they don't get rid of you. All right. So if, all right, that's right. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, yeah, I guess I can. I'm sharing my screen. Can you see it?
Yeah.
All right. There we go. They get rid of us before I get back. You'll know what happened, all right? Here we go. This is honor of our veterans.
Average age of the young American serving in uniform today is 20 and a half years of age, making him about 10 months older than his grandfather who would have served in my war. He's a high school graduate. He's a volunteer. He is brighter, better educated, better trained, led, and equipped than any soldier, sailor, airman, guardsman, or Marine of any country in history. He goes to work wearing an 8-pound Kevlar helmet, a 45-pound flak jacket, and today in Kandahar, it was 110 degrees, and he'll hike up those hills and walk back down them without complaint. He's been taught chemistry and physics and ballistics and avionics and electronics to operate and maintain the most sophisticated weapons and equipment ever designed by the hand and mind of man. He can use his body like a weapon and his weapon like part of his body. And he can take a life and save one because he has been so remarkably well trained. The images of young Marines and soldiers and sailors and airmen going to Bible studies and religious services aren't staged. They're all real. They're all spontaneous, and nearly all of them are initiated by those young Americans in harm's way. When they gather in prayer circles and huddle up before a mission, they're not going out to play football. They are going into mortal combat, and they know that some of them are liable not to come back. And they do it because they have faith. Just for the grins, how many of you raised a teenage boy? I used to do this when Betsy wasn't there because she eventually told me, I saw you raise your hand. I did that. Think about getting a teenage boy to clean up his own room, do his own laundry, fix his own meals, clean up everything without a size 10 in the backside. And yet that same youngster today washes and makes his own clothing, feeds himself, takes care of cleaning his weapon, cleaning himself. He's totally self-sufficient. The kid who once wouldn't share a candy bar with his little brother now gives away his last drop of water to a wounded comrade, his only MRE to a hungry Afghan kid, and splits his ammo with a mate and a firefighter. I always save this one for last when I'm explaining it to young people about who they are, because so few of them know the truth of these youngsters. This is a frame taken from my footage on the 6th of April, 2003, Baghdad is the smoke pall you see in the background. The Marine unit I'm with embedded is the van, the lead element of the attack on the Eastern Corridor. We're about 15 miles outside of Baghdad, and a Republican Guards regiment ambushes this Marine rifle company. They spin their Humvees around, and there is a gunfight that occurs between this regiment and this rifle company. And in the midst of the beaten zone, the area where the the United States Navy corpsman I had first met in Kandahar in 2001 rushes into the battlefield, right through the fire, drags two wounded Marines out, and carries them on his shoulder to a helicopter that's landed in the roadway. And in this footage right here, I am standing on the ramp of that helicopter. And this corpsman, who's rushed now twice before and brought these two wounded back, now has a third one. And off to the right-hand side, as you look at the screen, a Reuters news crew set up their tripod, and they're videotaping him going in and out. And as this guy staggers back into the gunfight, one of them shouts out, "Hey, mate, what did you do that for? Didn't you notice?" In other words, you stupid American. "Didn't you notice that wasn't a Marine?" If you look carefully at that photograph, you'll see that the wounded warrior, who's already been bandaged up by that United States Navy medical corpsman, isn't a Marine. It's a wounded Iraqi soldier. And this U.S. Navy corpsman is rushed into the battlefield to save his life. And so, because it's Blight Company, Wayne, I can only put it this way. In response to the Reuters news crew, the Navy corpsman gives them a gesture. You're not supposed to get that part.
10 seconds.
Yes, and a gesture, he says, didn't you notice? He was wounded. That's what we do. We fear Americans.
All right. If you've never seen that one, that is that's Colonel Holly North. Whoops, where did I go? Does anybody know where I am? There I am. There I am. Hey, there we go. That's Colonel Holly North, and that's one of his speeches he made for the NRA. But I was actually in his shared the stage with Holly North one time in Detroit at a big fundraiser, and I said the prayer over the meeting, and he told that same story that night, and it's a powerful story. Did you guys notice the 97 really had no effect on him? Did you guys jump? You didn't jump. Wait, let's tell the truth. How many of you have actually jumped once when the 92nd ladies came on? Anybody besides me? Or can you guys not even hear it?
Oh, yeah, we can hear it. Yes, I've jumped. I almost launched a cup of coffee a couple of times.
And there was a point where Mike and Gwen did their best for one of them to call in, just be like 10 minutes till, so that I would leave the volume up on my speaker so the 92nd lady would get us, because it makes for a more fun program.
We would never do that.
Yeah.
Gwen and I would never do what you do.
You know, I was talking with Brother John today, and John Wayner, and he said, I'm just going to sit in the back row, Pastor. That way nobody will see me back there. I'm like, wait, do you know what the back row is for in this church? That's where the popcorn machine is. That's where the coffee is, the big 44-ounce pops. That's where all the fun goes on, is in the back row. So anyways, you got another one, Matt? You got another back row for tonight, Mike? Everybody's real serious because we can see your face. Nobody. There we go. Got some Doritos. Wow.
Man, she's packing all.
Somebody's snacks. Got all the oh, snacks God. Right there. Oh my goodness. Who is that?
I want some chips.
Peeps. Wow. I like Peeps once a year.
Hallelujah. Thank God for Peeps once a year. So, anyways,
I like them because they're shaped like animals. If it was shaped like a vegetable, he wouldn't eat it.
He wouldn't eat it.
Oh my gosh, I found out the coolest thing, you guys. Did you know that all peppers are actually fruits?
Peppers are fruits.
Google it. They're fruits. I'm shook it. Give it the hot one to it.
Wow.
Welcome to Random Facts with Shannon when she's had little sleep.
All right. So who's this one? Oh, I can see who everybody is just by – I'm learning. All you got to do is run your mouse over it, huh? All right. Well, I don't know. We've lost a few people that are trying to get back in. Everybody help them. And if nobody else can help them, it has to be me, evidently, I guess. We had I don't know what it was like, December 22nd, I think it was, when we did 9 months of being in whatever you want to call it, this is, that we're doing ministry. And there was a bunch of people that made some statements that day.
Is that Clarabella? Hey, Pumpkin, is that Clarabella?
Dan doesn't have any babies. Gwen doesn't have any babies. Lou doesn't have any babies. Gwen don't have any babies.
Pumpkin's granddaughter.
Everybody's looking like, we must have a baby here. What's going on? It's all right. If you have your baby with you, we're glad you do. We truly are. And we're glad to have you guys be a part. You know, now that we found this, we might be able to make this work a little more often. Who knows? I don't like the fact that if it goes off like it did a little while ago, that we have no ability to connect other people back up into it. I don't, you know, I don't know. But that's just one of those things you and I got to keep praying on every day, is just believing God that this stuff all changes and that we get on top of this crazy. You know, we talked about today on the noon program about Jesus walking right through the midst of them. And that's what's got to happen here with this technology. We got to be able to walk right through the midst of it and come out untouched on the other side of this thing so it doesn't slow us down, keep us from having fun like we need to have fun. All right. Sister Gwen's coming back. Somebody's got a kid with him.
It has to be Velma.
It's got to be Aunt Pumpkin. I think she's got Clarabelle with her.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Velma, we're glad your kids are with you.
Look at this. It's coming over my microphone. I'm not even on it.
So cute.
She's just talking away.
Can you hear me?
I can hear somebody. Who is it?
Isn't that crazy? I'm not even on it.
Is that Brother Dave?
He's just talking away.
Hello.
Hello. We can hear
Hello.
You. We can hear you. Hello.
I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Who is it?
Because your camera's off.
Is that Dave?
I'm not even signed in.
Yeah, what that was.
All right.
I texted Aunt Punker and told her if she had the baby, she didn't put the baby on camera so we could all get to her.
How's that baby? I texted that earlier and he had the baby.
Yeah.
Woo!
That was loud.
She's a dog.
All right. Now, let's do one more thing here. There we go. Now we can see.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She's a doll, baby.
That's crazy.
Well,
Mama, did you flip your camera?
Somebody's talking with somebody, and just so we can hear you. So,
that's Aunt Pumpkin talking to her daughter.
That was me.
Okay.
And mine, my granddaughter.
Hallelujah. Now,
you turn off your effects and show us that pretty baby, Punky.
Oh, geez. Did I just mess it up again? And now I'm back over here. Huh. Yeah. Isn't that something?
I don't know how.
It's a pony pole instead of a totem pole.
Where's your camera at?
George Sanders. Where are you at?
I'm
on
Now, let me
Can we fix your mama?
Hang on, I'm getting there. Hey, no, wait a minute. Sorry. There she is.
There's the little baby.
Aww. Baby girl.
Oh, what a sweetie.
What a sweetie.
There she is.
They are. Oh,
so gosh, she's getting so big. Aw. Tell Mama to share some of that hair with you, though.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Where'd y'all go?
I don't
turn the camera off. Where?
Now, I've got, let's see. I would like to have some of you guys read the statement you made, but you don't have to do that. So hang on just a second here. We wrote a letter from us to you. Oh, Jesus. Can you find it, Leanne? I know you sent it to me, and I'm usually pretty good at this.
She looks so confused.
It's all right, baby. We're all confused, too, about being here, but you're doing good. Yeah. What a sweetie. How old is she?
Questions.
How old is she?
I think your mic's off, cuz.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, now, some of the testimonies, you know, that we've had throughout the year. Everybody, help me just talk about some testimonies. What's some of the memorable ones? I know one of the memorable ones for me is Sister Gwen getting healed of that cancer. And then not only getting healed, but just absolutely restored.
Amen.
That's just one of them. And I know it's Gwen's story, and she likes to tell it too, but I like to tell it. But you can tell some of it if you want, Gwen. I'd be glad to let you talk rather than me. No.
She says no.
Now, for those of you that was just watching, that's a long lag right there. But don't worry about it. It won't hurt. Too bad. If you fall out because you're laughing, then it will. Somebody talk about another miracle we've seen. Or just say one. I think. Go ahead.
Sneeze. Robert Sneeze.
Yeah, that's a powerful
yep,
one.
Completely healed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a powerful one. And then he fell on that ice and twisted his leg right outside, as he said, and jumped up and prayed in tongues on the way home back to his house. Hasn't had a problem with it since. What a testimony. What an amazing testimony.
Only proof that it was even there was he sent me a picture of a honking bruise that he got up from where he hit the ground.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Powerful story. Go ahead, Leanne, help me. Did you find it? No?
Am I looking for?
Yeah, just some of that stuff you sent me. You know, one of the things that I think is amazing is how many people have said they found their faith again. Or they found hope in God again. You know, as Brother Dan was sharing, and Mike, is Mike here? No,
yeah,
see,
his camera's
face,
off, but he's here.
But Mike made the statement early on, we don't just have a verse for what we believe, we have 10 verses.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I don't take any credit for that at all, because... Dr. Barclay drills the word of God into you in SMTI. And that man literally has 10 verses for anything he believes. And he usually has it written down. He's a pretty squared away Marine. So he's usually got it written down in a folder, in a book, in a notebook that's inside of his bag that he carries with him wherever he goes. You can ask him for 10 verses and he'll flip that book open and have it there for you. And because of that in my life, because he's in my life, that's where all these verses come from, and it's just automatic. And it's the testimony of the Word of God and the power of it. Go ahead. Somebody say something.
I took communion for the very first time here with the CLF.
Tell us about that.
Very first time I'd ever taken communion, I took it here. There for years and years and years, I wasn't what you call religious. I had my own way of doing things, and, you know, me and God just didn't talk much. And I decided one night that, you know, after listening to you for a while, you know, I'd hear Mike listening to you, so I started listening to you and started liking what you were saying. And one night I finally decided I was going to go ahead and try communion with you guys. That was a powerful experience. I laughed, I cried, I felt warm honey all over. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Now I look forward to communion.
Yeah. Okay, can you hear me if I go to this other screen?
Love, we can hear you so good that you blow the speakers out.
Well, I'm trying to stay muted so I don't do that.
Just don't.
Do you want me to just resend this to you?
No, just don't talk loud. Talk real gentle.
I'm talking really gentle.
I know.
I'm
you just.
You away here.
The mic must really be strong on that. I don't know. I've always told, listen, I've always told her that we're not going to use the mic on her notebook because it's not as good as my Apple, but. I think it just got my butt kicked. Go ahead.
Okay. This is what I had written up. COF has had so many miracles and infallible proofs and testimonies since we started, and we want to remember them. Some of them is that I found my faith again and then was healed of cancer. One said I came back to the Lord again and took communion for the first time in 20 years. One was healed of a six-year-long sinus nasal tumor issue that he'd been dealing with. We had another one that a tumor dissolved. One was healed of gout. Oh, that was Jane or John. He tells everybody about that. A whole family did their first communion ever together on the program.
Yeah, that was a good night.
Yeah. And we had another cancer healing, another growth disappeared. And we had three baptisms in our first year. Three of our people became baptized or got baptized, and that was just awesome. It makes me want to cry. Someone came back to God and quit drinking. Bladder infection healed instantly during a program prayer, and a kidney stone was dissolved. Someone came back to God and quit drinking all without even realizing it until later, and then quit smoking instantly with no withdrawal effect. Knees became healed. That might have been Robert. After years of pain and limited mobility and having to wear braces for support. Was that him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Robert.
Yeah.
Was it? Okay. I didn't remember if he wore braces too or not. One, having had several issues causing almost complete debilitation, is now able to function fully and without pain. A back healed after years of debilitation. Shannon cast a demon out of a woman. And Mike is the hands of Jesus as he set captives free of drug addiction. And that was the end statement. We truly can say Jesus is healing the sick, casting out demons, and setting the captives free through this community of faith.
Amen.
That
you know,
was my...
Whoops. Hold on here. There we go.
We need to add that when I went in for my checkup after the cancer thing, they told me that I was gaining fibroids and I was going to have a lot of problems and that was going to be my next thing to deal with. And I came home and prayed about it and tightness went away. It has not been back at all. And they assumed that they were going to have for that too. So.
Hallelujah.
And add that one to the list that the doctor was trying to set me up for my next thing. And it was like, I don't think so.
Hallelujah. I love it. I love it.
That's the part of this, you know. And then we had somebody that said that we actually prayed for him, but I don't remember praying. I don't know. But just the fact that they were a part of the program and hearing the words so much that it began to help them move. Literally their body, they began to move. They were not able to walk. And after, I don't know, it was 3 weeks or something, they said they were actually just able to get up and start walking, start moving around and doing things. And it's a testimony of the word of God. His word is life to those that find it and health to all their flesh. And all their flesh is everything.
What about the lady that
was having marital problems and had a kid with and she had planned on the next Tuesday or Wednesday after her daughter's birthday, she was going to commit suicide. She couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
And she didn't and has been on that has been on several times since. So literally a life was saved.
Literally.
Amen. She would be here. Family would be dealing with that loss as well as all the other stuff too. And I don't blame her at all. She had a lot of time. But
Bless you.
Know how wonderful that's not how that turned out. That was able to.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Somebody, real blessed here, right here.
Hello, John.
You're eating chicken with Tabasco sauce.
There you go, chicken with Tabasco sauce. Hey, bless you, Brother John. Love you.
I can't believe you heard that.
Oh yeah, we can hear you. So if you don't want us to hear you, you have to mute your mic. You click your screen, and then you can see that little microphone button, and that'll mute you.
My face looks like a catcher's mitt, so I'm going to leave the video. I tried to turn it on earlier. I don't know how to turn that on.
Well,
I got out from my truck and I turned the video on and I don't know how to do it.
Just a little the picture of the camera, if you touch it, it will turn your camera off or on. It'll put a line through it if it's off.
Okay. My face looks like a catcher's mitt.
Oh my goodness, John, it does not.
Isn't that something? Uh-huh. All right, where'd you guys all go?
Sorry. Huh.
There you go. I got you back. All right. So what time it is? How are we doing for time? What do we got to do next? I got one more that's got communion, and it's got the are you guys taking shots?
Did we sing happy birthday to Jesus in this program yet in our community of faith?
No, but Gwen said she was going to, so we'll let her.
Okay. Cool.
Here we go. I like that, John.
Sing happy birthday, John.
This is our big deal. This is your first year.
Amen, bro. Amen.
And we let people blow it out. If you'd like to sing, you can.
Well, we'll all sing together. How's that?
Hey, hold on,
that's
John.
What it's all about.
Hold on. I got one more popper here. Woo! Woo! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
Jesus. And Jesus loves you. Jesus loves us. Well,
hey, John, everybody's been wanting to hear you sing, brother. Sing.
Okay, give me 1 minute because this Tabasco is really lighting me up.
Who's over here? Oh, it's Tisha.
Okay, Jesus. Jesus was God. He half God and half man. He came down and lived with us. Lived like us and lived through us. And so he knows. He's been tempted. He's been hot. He's been cold. He's been hurt. He died in a horrible way. But I don't want to go there because I'll start crying. I can't think. But and he knows it gets a little scary to open your heart from deep inside. Hopes of loving, hopes of knowing that everything's gonna be all right. You know, life is so precious and fragile.
He knows when all you have, all you know.
Gone. Just gone.
God is all you need. So raise your hands and say, I surrender. Ooh, I surrender in all I do. Ooh.
See, that's been my problem. It's surrendering. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane cried blood, sweat blood. He said, Father, take this cup from me. I don't want to do this. So we're allowed. We're allowed to. Have a rebuttal and say, God, I don't know. But Father God told him, you know, this is, you're going to do this. And he says, okay. And asking you'll receive, seeking you will find. All the love that you ever need. Open up your heart. Open up your mind. Give him all you've got. And that's for all the youngsters. And see what you will find. Blessed be the name of God. Blessed be the name of God. Oh, blessed be the name of our God. Blessed be the name of Jesus.
There, I'm crying.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Which we are saved.
Love you.
Thank you.
Love you, brother.
Jesus is the only one. He's a favorite. I'm going to bless it. There we go. Happy birthday, community of faith.
Thank you, man. It's good to have you with us, guys. John.
God,
you know.
That wasn't me. I can't sing. I smoked for 36 years. I can't sing.
You sound beautiful. Yeah. Jesus loves it.
That was the Holy Spirit.
sounded to me like John. Huh. Now, you know.
Anyway, I blew a snot, but we'll do it.
The day I met John, Brother Tim had called me and said, hey, what's the chance you could come pray for a guy that's on my construction site? Brother John's a construction guy.
Woo-hoo.
And I just went over there. And Brother Tim was working here last year in the college. And he's like, this guy's got a problem with gout. And John was carrying drywall in. And
I couldn't walk. I couldn't hold the drywall. Anyway.
Go ahead. You can tell it.
I'm agreeing with you. Pastor, I didn't know him. Came up to me in a parking lot of the college. Well, I'm carrying a piece of drywall. I'm like, okay. And he just prayed for me and said, yeah, blah, 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 blah. he didn't put a whole bunch into it. But I haven't had a gout since. I have not had gout since. I mean, I'm fixing to turn my camera on if I figure it out. I haven't. I mean, I was limping. I couldn't even. God is great. It's not the pastor. It's God.
Amen.
But the pastor is a good funnel to God because he's right. He's a good man. God's going to give him a mountain here in a minute. Watch. But anyway, that's here nor there. But so I have a testimony, and I'm old. You know, I'm not young. I'm in my 50s, and in fact, pastor's older than me. But anyway, it cured me, and I just never come back yet. And I still work. I have to work to support myself. And
amen.
He didn't know me from Adam. God knew me. Jesus knew me, not pastor.
Amen.
But the community of faith is so powerful because
it's all right.
It's all of us combined. In the name of Jesus, when two or more come together and agree, and if you're a true believer, yeah, it is so. So there it is. I'll shut up. I've been healed. I've been healed. No matter, you know, come see me. We'll hold hands and skip through the gate, you know. Well, I'll have to skip through somewhere because I don't have the count no more.
That's something. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, man. Love you, man.
Love you too, brother. Proud of you. Good to have you with us tonight. It's good to have you here. Now, we have written a letter between the two of us, but actually, I think I want to play this communion here with our dear sister, our brother Mike and I. I was just checking to see if I caught the eye. But this is that night, and we had already had communion, and that dear sister came on and said, "I'm having a bad time," and we started talking, and an hour later. I'm sitting here thinking it's time to take communion. So we're now at 4 hours and 2 minutes into the program. And
wow.
I'm thinking we got to take communion. And Brother Mike comes on and says, let's take communion again. And
I got him and him.
And it was the third time that night we received communion together. Now, listen, I've been around the church my whole life. Taking communion twice in one day never happened. Taking communion twice in a month didn't happen too often. You might get it Good Friday and Easter Sunday morning, but taking it three times in one night. But what we've learned since we've been here is this thing's got a serious power to it. It's got a serious power. And we're gonna see all of us standing on our Capitol steps, taking communion on his Capitol steps.
Is this camera on?
This camera is not on.
Yeah, I don't know how. I'm sorry.
You're all right.
Trying.
You don't have to, because you have a face like a catcher's mitt, you told us.
Yeah, it's just kind of has a couple wrinkles. I earned them.
Wait.
But it says camera off now, and I'm thinking my camera should be on. It's not, though, huh?
No, and you're interrupting my story.
Sorry.
I'm just giving you a hard time, John. I love you, man. You know that.
I'm not the sharpest cookie in the box.
You're not?
No.
But this is another one of those doctrines that God has helped us and has transformed all of us, and that is, don't be religious about it. I thoroughly expect to see all of you guys. I expect to hear a message from you saying, man, I just had a friend over at my house, and they were talking about having problems, and I just got the communion element and took it with them. Do it. And the reason why, because everybody has always said, well, but yeah, but you got to be a preacher or a pastor or a priest or something to do that. No. If you are a member of the body of Christ, you Amen. Can take the broken body of Christ. If you as a believer can baptize somebody, you as a believer can help them pray a prayer and then receive the elements together themselves, and it turns into great power. You guys are going to see us do it in the tent meeting. You're going to see us do it in street preaching. You're going to see us Amen. Do it at the capitals. You're going to see this happen all over the place because people have been so, this has been so made a doctrine of fear rather than the great blessing of and power of God. And you watch God continually use us in this to totally transform.
Just a power boost that Jesus told us to do.
Sister Gwen looks Woo! Like she's out in the stars.
Which one is Sister Gwen? I'm looking. I can't. I'm trying to figure
she's
out.
She's the one that's got the stars above her head. Well, her and Velma.
Yeah.
I'm the one with the gray goatee and wrinkles, all like a catcher's mitt, but I it's not happening here. I don't know how to do it. Sorry.
When's the one that has the fluffy blanket?
Oh, wait. Now, so I want us to do. I want us to listen to this and receive communion again. Now, if you got stuff with you, receive it with us. You would think it would be important to see all these comments, but listen to this. What God has shown us is in Hebrews chapter 12. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising. Oh, you! Well, look at you!
Woo!
I lost my glasses. Where'd they go?
They're right there.
All right, then. Jesus.
Got a horrible death.
Jesus
didn't want to.
It says that for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and it sat down to right hand. Here, I'm going to put that over there so I don't knock that over because we're getting ready to laugh. And I don't need to knock that over on me. So I want you to, I'm going to share my screen, and here we go. Let's see if we can enjoy some of this together. It's okay to laugh, too. And if you don't want anybody to see you laughing during communion, just turn your camera off. Here we go.
I wish I could show you some of my M&M.
All right.
I even do a green one because it doesn't matter. I'm not like, I don't believe in all that.
All right.
Green M&M.
Here we go. We are sharing this screen right here. Right here.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Give the bread. Drink of the cup. 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. This is our tradition. This is how we do it around here. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28, any man or woman that will examine their own life she just asked us if we were doing shots.
This is the only place on the face of the earth.
No,
that's
next door.
That's
the other place. Hey. You gotta get in your car and go next door to that.
Hey, John.
We do a shot like a Jesus.
Hey, John.
Huh? Yes.
Your mic's really loud and
it's
overpowering the video.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I got a good phone. Sorry.
You do have a good phone.
Well, let me get back.
Here we go.
Oh, thank you, Kevin.
Never look at that red.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, and yes, this is her. I've never thought about it. It's the perfect size cup for communion. And it's red like the blood of Jesus. Oh, oh Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, let's all take another shot.
Now, some of you might say, Pastor, this is not funny in any sense of the word. But what you got to understand, is I never once thought about it as being a shot cup, but I've never done shots, so I don't do that. But one of the things that struck me so funny in the whole thing was I've had probably 25 people from our Bible college that I went to Bible college with who came and was a part of the program and watched me take communion saying, there's something wrong with Connell. He's taking shots. And if you didn't come from a religious school, that might not mean anything to you. But somebody's like, there you go.
Sorry.
Oh my goodness! Thank you, Tisha. Now, let me say another thing about this. You know, how many have ever been in church?
We got somebody.
Somebody has two screens.
Hey, waiter's got two screens.
Somebody has two screens open.
Everybody
mute their
mic. No, but I can't hear. No. Because I can't hear with it off. No way. Okay,
hey.
I'll shut up.
You got to, everybody mute your mic for a second. So we can find out whose it is that's got two on. There you go.
You can't hear.
All right.
I did, but I can't hear, so I turned back on.
Okay.
Okay, wait, wait, wait on my phone. Wait.
That's too funny. Okay. So anyways, I've been so many times in a church, especially in the leadership, where they give you this little tiny dribble of grape juice and this big old piece of bread. And you're trying to hack this bread down because you're getting ready to have to talk about the juice now. And you can't talk because you got so many crumbs in your mouth. And they give you this little bitty tiny thing. And now you're hacking and spitting and wheezing. And the day I saw those things, I'm like, it's red like the blood of Jesus and white on the inside. And look how much grape juice I get in this cup. Thank you, Jesus. That's
and
all very.
Hey. Pastor, some of us come up short on teeth. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, right. So anyways, that's one of the most powerful things that God has done for us. And I know that there's people who have looked at us and said, how can you guys make so much fun in such a holy moment? But wait a minute. Never had a serious thought if it hadn't been for sin. He would have never had a serious thought. And so,
and it was supposed to originally be a family celebration. So why be so serious in the first place?
If he set us free
we're
from
about
sin.
The feeling that the joy of the Lord is our power. It's part of our power.
I'm going to buy the phone.
Nobody wants to be sad.
I'm going to buy the phone that you got, John, because you got a microphone that don't stop, brother. You probably got that outside on your truck, and you still hear you.
That's why I couldn't wait. Let me turn it down or something. If I turn it off, I cannot hear you.
Yeah, don't do that. We don't want you to do that. Maybe cover it with like a dollar.
Yeah, how's that?
So anyways, let's get back to the statement with that Sister Tisha just made. It was supposed to be a family celebration. So why would you mourn in a family celebration? Now, if you call it a family mourning, I guess then you can mourn. But if it's a celebration, why are we not celebrating? Everybody must have their mics off.
Really? You heard that? Wait a minute, my phone, I got you halfway down.
If you whisper, brother, we got you. You got a good mic.
John, are you here right now? Are you out front?
It's going to want to be a part of anything. If Jesus wasn't sad and unhappy. Jesus was happy and loved and
right.
And live.
Right.
You know, nobody is going to... Who's going to want to follow him? You know, it wasn't like that. It's not like, you know. Jesus loved everybody.
Yes, he did.
Everybody loves him. Anyway, I'll shut up.
Well, and can you imagine?
I have my phone. I got turned halfway down. What else can I do?
You're right, man. You're right. Just put a towel over it or something, and then it'll probably work just about right.
Got
to find out what kind of phone you got, dude. But think about this fact.
Out of the room. Here, I shut the door. I don't know what else to do. I go out of the living room.
No, you're all right. You're all right. Now, think about this. How many of you have ever been somewhere and had a kid just run up and grab a hold of you and start hugging you? Why? Because that you're somebody they can trust, obviously. Can you imagine how many kids would run up and grab a hold of Jesus?
They did. The disciples tried to keep him away and say, don't go messing with him. And Jesus was like, what are you doing? I'd rather hang out with them. You guys don't have any fun at all. I'd rather go hang with the kids.
So
I need a break from you serious people who are asking me these questions.
So if that's how Jesus is, in the middle of anything that he was there, so like you said, he said, bring them little kids to me. Then you and I got to look at this and say, wait a minute.
Hey, he's a man.
Let's quit being so serious about this thing. And maybe that's not the right word. Let's quit being so sanctimonious about it.
Our convictions are very serious, but God said he makes us like children.
Yeah.
And he wants us to be happy. We're his children.
Yeah.
And I don't know that any time we ever necessarily planned on going into communion and doing a full-out belly laugh.
No, never.
Belly laugh kind of seemed to me to be a holy belly laugh. It was like God going, like, okay, you guys need to lighten up. I'm going to, let's do a giggle fest here.
And then he sang a song, too, after the,
you know. I think some of you have even had a very powerful word of God in the next comment that was made, because he gave you a word that sent us right off the edge, almost laying down on the floor laughing because he was straightening us out. I mean, I'm going to tell you a story about this. The last Thanksgiving I had with my dad, let me say it differently. The last Thanksgiving we all had with our dad, my dad, Robert Cottle. We always get together at Thanksgiving, and we always played dominoes, and Dad was dealing with Alzheimer's, and I had been staying at their house for a week. And every night, I wouldn't be able to sleep. And the Holy Spirit would tell me to get up and go out and sit in his chair and pray the Holy Spirit. So I couldn't sleep. I'd get up. I'd go sit in my dad's chair out in the front room, and I would pray for an hour or two, however long, in the Holy Spirit. And this happened, I don't know, maybe 6-7 times. Now watch this. We get to the last night of our time together, and my dad and my brother Joe, you guys know Pastor Joe, and my brother Andy and I literally rolled on the floor laughing for an hour, maybe an hour and a half. Literally laid on the floor laughing. So the last thing everybody saw from Grandpa and the last time we were all together was my dad rolling on the floor laughing with his three sons. It was a very, very interesting situation. And what we got to learn is there's a whole lot about our life that isn't as serious as what we make it. And if God will help us lighten up, then all of a sudden life gets easier. The tighter we get, the tighter life gets. And he's got this thing wrapped up in Jesus' mighty name. Well, all right. So this one is not as funny to everybody else as it is to us who was there. But I'm going to tell you right now, we were rolling on the floor that night. And I think, like Gwen said, we never once have set out saying, let's see if we can laugh during communion. Never once.
My mom says goodnight, family. She loves you all, but she had to jump off.
All right. Love you, too. Thank you. Thank you, Shin and Wilma and Velma and everybody else that's been with us tonight. Thank you so much. So what do we got left to do, Lanny?
Were you going to read the letter to him, or were you going to do communion? Both of those things I thought were on the agenda, but maybe not.
I think we should do communion and be done.
Okay.
And we can post the letter.
Okay.
How's that sound?
All right.
We seem to got real serious here, and I don't think a birthday party is supposed to be serious.
I'm sitting here with my M&M, and I'm trying to be quiet, waiting, excuse me, for communion.
Melt in your mouth and not in your hand.
Yeah, I'm even going to do a green one because I don't believe in all that stuff. I've already blessed it. It, you know.
Well, you know, I really.
Well, my son, did he just come on? John Boy, if you just came on, I'd love you, man.
I didn't see it.
I can't believe that. Well, okay, anyway, I'll shut up.
I got a feeling that the inside of John Wehner is like this serious preaching machine, and there's a reason he has a problem being quiet, because inside is a serious preaching machine.
I think my boy just came on.
Really?
Something, a Facebook flash. I'm hoping so. I'm not going to leave. I'm not going to leave the room, but something just flashed, and my son just, I think, came on and just watched it.
That's cool, bro.
You see him. He's kind of got a catcher's mitt face like me. Anyway, let's do communion.
Well, I don't want to get heavy with tonight, and I guess we're sitting here talking about it. So,
all right, family, we love you guys, but me and Mike are going to head to bed. It's early in the morning for him. So.
All right. Love you, Mike. Love you, Shannon.
Love you, man. Sleep good.
Love you guys. Good night.
Thanks
love
for having me.
Love you guys. Good night.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. All right. Now we're down to five of us. This looks like the serious crew right here. And now I will be instructed. Hey, Dre. You see. Oh, geez. I'll get it right. Tisha and Trey. Is that right? All right. All right, it's good to have you. It's good to see you, buddy. First time we ever got to see your pretty face, handsome face. We always get to see Tisha's. Just so I let you know, we are serious people here. All right, are we going to do communion? Is that what we're going to do? All right.
Amen.
All right, here's what we're going to do. That's what we do. And the power of it. And we thank you for being here. I hope you guys had a good time today. I know I have. And, of course, this is our first time doing it, so it's a little new to us. But everybody will learn how to do it, and you'll get your camera thing working right. And the more we do this, the more fun it's going to be. Here we go. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. This is what we're known for, so here we go. Might as well have a good time doing it, right? And after everything we just said, what in the world is about to happen tonight? For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you do this, drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would not judge, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged of on that day. Now, I always like to have my Bible right here because I like the word open in front of me, but I think I just noticed this afternoon that my Bible actually turned the program off this afternoon. Somehow, I'm not sure what I did, pushed on the wrong spot. So I'm going to scoot it aside, but I don't want any of you to think I'm a guy that puts the Bible out of my way. My Bible is not in my way. My Bible is the way, but, you know,
amen.
I'll never forget the day I was with John Bevere when he was recording that driven by eternity. And I come to the understanding that there'll be a day of judgment coming for me as a Christian, and I'm going to have some works that are tried by fire, and I'm going to have some stuff burn up and be like, whoa, Jesus, I'm going to suffer some loss on that day. But it was so cool because I realized also that same day that even though I'm going to suffer loss, if I know now that is coming, I don't ever have to suffer loss another day. If I will judge myself like we're doing right now, we'll never have to worry about it. And we truly get to live a life of joy and happiness like we are. And you see us doing right here on a regular basis. And so that's why we do this the way we do. I had a communion service I used to do. And when we started Community of Faith, the first time he said, do communion, I'm like, all right, do communion online, huh? I didn't know. And then they said that it's like 2 days later, he said, now do it again the next time. I'm like, twice in one night, what are we doing? But all that does is challenge your religious nature and let him challenge it. And when you see that religious stuff, break it so that it no longer has control over you. You ready? Let's pray a prayer of self-examination. According to verse 28, let a man examine himself and let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And this is how we do it. We say a prayer together. And it's a prayer that says, we know who you are. We know we need you and we receive you. And that's what anybody anywhere on the face of the earth should be praying every time we have communion. You ready? Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
I need you.
In every area.
In every area.
I know Jesus is the door.
I know Jesus is the door.
You are the door.
And I receive you tonight, Jesus.
And I receive you tonight.
See you tonight, Jesus.
In every part of my life.
In every part of my life.
Oh, I believe in you.
I believe in you.
And I receive you.
And I receive you.
Now put your hands on and say, here's all my sin. I receive all of your righteousness, Jesus.
I receive all of your righteousness, Jesus.
Amen.
My life.
Oh, goodness sakes alive. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
And understand your holy word. And pray in my heavenly language. And live a successful life. As a believer every day. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. As we always say, if that's the first time you pray, welcome. This is what we look like. You might be like, wait.
Uh-oh.
This is not what I expected.
My camera's on, but it's not. It says camera off. Function. Anyway, I love you, man.
I love you too, John. All right. I'm not going through all that. We're going to just go ahead and receive the elements.
Amen. I got my green M&M.
All right. Now let's pray over our elements, because this is the important thing to do, guys. Wherever you are, always make sure you bless your elements. You do it. You call them sanctified. And
amen.
Brother Dan, you all right? You got a cop showing up or something? You got a strobe light going on?
I see something. I was wondering about that. Don't you tell me. Me and Pastor have a story about cops. Anyway, come
here
on. You hear me?
Here we go. You ready? Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless these elements.
I bless. This green M&M.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
You were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised. For my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace. You took my whipping for me.
You took my whipping for me.
And by your stripes, I'm healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion. Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying. From your body. In the body of Christ in my community.
In the
in the body of Christ
and like me.
And right here in this community of faith. We receive it now in Jesus' mighty name.
We receive it in Jesus'
name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And now we lift up the cup of blessing.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus. Say with me, by the most powerful cleansing force.
First.
On the face of this earth.
On the face of this earth.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
I have reconciliation. With you, my Father.
In the name of Jesus.
Every sin is placed in remission.
Every sin is placed in remission.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new. And I thank you for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus. I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
I find grace, mercy, and health.
For my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus. I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down in my life.
And I have no more condemnation. My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's receive the juice together.
Amen. I think I need a little more than y'all. No, I'm kidding.
Hey.
I took two drinks.
Take two M&Ms if you need it, John.
Yeah.
Love you, bro.
Just to make sure.
Well, guys, that's pretty much all we got tonight. Unless one of you got something else.
So my camera says it's on. You can't see me?
No.
Because I have a camera off button, but yeah. Okay, well, anyway, so maybe my phone is not so good.
Brother,
just checking.
You got a microphone that doesn't quit.
I've got a super microphone, evidently, because I'm whispering.
What we'll do, John, is we'll have you come over one of these days and we'll sit here and work on it when we're not on a program like this. That way we can master that situation. So the next time we do this, we have a good solution for you.
No problem.
It really looked like you had a cop showing up. Ben, we're like, oh, Jesus. Help me, Lord, move me.
Tell our story. You can tell it.
Wait, I was talking about Dan. Don't tell any of your story.
Oh, okay. I'm not telling nothing. You tell him. It's pretty amusing, though.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, guys. Happy birthday to you. Hope you had fun tonight. I know we did. It's good to see you, Tisha. Trey, it's good to actually see you, brother. God bless you, man. We love you guys. We call you blessed. Dave and Glenn. Ann and Gwen. Sister Leanne, it's good to see you.
Peace out.
And, you know, we can do that John Boy Mary Ellen thing.
We look more like the Brady Bunch.
We look like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, the getting older Brady Bunch. Here's the story.
John, do you know that song, do you?
I was raised on that song.
Was you a part of that Brady Bunch?
My speaker's too good.
All right, guys. Well, that's what we got. Thanks for being there. 1 year in the bag. That's amazing. Look what God's done with us. We're so honored to have all your love and your friendship. And I'm just fired up. I'm ready to kick some serious things out, man. We've been talking to God. If you guys want a good study, every one of you, go to your Bible program. Go to the New Testament and find the words, my Father, in a phrase, our Father, in a phrase, and the Father. Put them all in one document, and then spend the next 3 weeks just reading that for your time in the Bible. It'll be really weird because you'll be reading all the stories in the New Testament in one day. And it seems disjointed at first. And all of a sudden, this thing begins, you begin to see the Father in a way you've never seen him. It really gripped me so much last week. I recorded all of it, just me reading those verses. So that when I'm driving or something, or when I go walking on an exercise, I can play it when I can't read it. And every day it's just, there's another picture of the Father. Like Jesus said in John 17, we're going to be one with the Father. And you're just like, wow. Wow. It's powerful. I share it with you because what I know, I want you to know. And I'm telling you, it's an amazing revelation. We're loving it, aren't we, Leanne? You got anything left to say, love?
You scared. Don't be shy.
As long as she doesn't do that, I'm all right. All right, well, that's what I got, guys. I love you. We love you.
Need to do this all together. Remember? We love you, right? We're going to follow you.
One, two, three. We love you.
We love you.
God loves you.
God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
And
woo!
Where in the lag are you, John?
Hey, probably 3 steps back here. Love you, man.
I love you, John. Love you, Dan. Love you, Trey. Love you,
night.
Gwen. Thanks for being a part, guys.
Night.